How can I escape? How can I escape you? I feel like the prey, but who should I pray to? Trapped inside my mind with really nowhere to escape to. But my thoughts are being made in this image every day. I tell that voice to.
It's so much weighing on my brain. Trying to keep these thoughts on track, I almost lost the train. My thoughts are low down dirty, shame. It's so much weighing on my brain.
Hello, world.
Hey, y'all.
We're back.
It's Clean Ears.
Oh, this is Simone.
And Sarita.
So, how you doing, Sarita?
I am great. I am fantastic. I think because the three-day weekend's coming.
Yes.
And I need that sleep. How about you, Mo?
I'm pretty good. Just waiting for this official invite to your new place. I'm feeling like I may just have to pull up.
Don't pull up yet. It's not ready.
That's cool. I'm going to just pull up. That sounds like I'm probably just going to pull up. But no, I'm good. Everything is good. Life is good.
I love it. Don't you smile like that. You would have stalled.
Okay, yeah, but things are good.
Good.
So, guys, as promised, finally, we got a chance to go to the REN, the Renaissance ATL.
Mm-hmm.
That's its government name. The Renaissance ATL is it's an open mic event. There were musicians, spoken word artists, there were singers, and the talent there was phenomenal.
I really, really enjoyed it. It was so much fun to see artists that you weren't aware of before. And you know how I love to be searching for new music, but even just in spoken word artists, in meeting people who were also artists who may not have gotten a chance to perform, but were very interesting and entertaining. We got to follow people on social media. We had a lot of favorites that night, so it was very much a fun experience and different for us to go to than something that we've been at previously.
Yes. Oh, and Joe Solomon pulled up on us.
Ow.
I said us like I had anything to do with the function. But Joe Solomon came through, and I thought that that was really cool. We got a chance to meet him, and he performed one of my favorite pieces from Expressions. And I was really excited to see it again and to take a video on my phone. So now I have it.
Yes.
So that was really exciting just to have someone of that caliber come through and bless the stage. But there was one thing that was not so good. Ish that happened at the REN, but I will not hold them responsible. But so what had happened was, I'm having a conversation with a guy. This is super innocent, so please don't think anything crazy. I'm just having a conversation with somebody that I'm sitting next to.
Right.
And we're just talking about random stuff, art, so on and so forth. And then he asks how old I was. And I said 31, because, you know, living for Jesus, I can't be out here lying. And this boy, his whole face crumpled up. It was just so sad. You would have thought, I don't know, something just devastating happened. And I was like, what was that? And he was like, oh, I'm 24, and I thought that you were younger than me. Then he tried to tell me that that was a compliment, and I was like, had you just said the words without the face, that would have been a compliment. But we have discussed many times that we are the old heads in the building at these Christian functions, and we have no shame. So if you are young, if you are like, but for real though, like if you're a young adult, it's really a good look to come out to these functions and stuff. And, you know, don't wait till you're 31.
Return of the Jedi from Rio de Janeiro on the red eye. Yet I still feel I need to be fly, flyer than your average. 8.5 by 11 origami loose leaf from the tablet. Handcrafted by the bad kids in the back of the math class being ratchet. HP, make a face melt, kill them with a beat and a verse. You gon' need a mask and a casket. I know you feeling this. I know you feeling this. Pick a first choice, hit a miss. Consider this, consider it a little bit inconsiderate to be feeling this way.
Feeling this. That are happening in Atlanta. I'm so excited. I hope you guys can hear the smile on my face because I am geeked up. One of my very favorite artists, Molly Music.
That could you digital.
Yes. The homie in my head is coming to Atlanta Center Stage, which is a great venue in the city, smack dab in the middle of the city.
With seats.
With seats. Hallelujah. June 30th. please go and get your tickets now, people. He is such a great act to go see. Not too expensive. He puts on a very good show. And he has new music. He does his old music. He just vibes with you. It's such a good night. I cannot wait. I'm excited. Let's go.
Well, I've not seen him in concert, but I'm super excited to go. But you know who I have seen in concert and who I'm very excited about? Belief. This week, we celebrated the return of Belief in Fatherhood.
Mm-hmm.
Finally. It was too long. I missed the children. I missed Yvette. You see how I'm just talking about them like I know them? Oh my gosh. But I really got invested in the first season of Belief in Fatherhood. And so I'm so happy that it's back. And the kids are just adorable, y'all. I mean, they're tearing stuff up, but you know, that's what kids do. But they're so cute. Belief in Fatherhood can be found on YouTube. Belief is spelled B-E-L-E-A-F. We've talked about it before. I believe it was in episode 2. We talked about Belief in Fatherhood and why you should check it out. Just know that you will be entertained. If you like rap, if you like dope food, if you like adorable children, and if you like anything, it will appeal to you. I promise. And it only takes a couple of minutes. It's just a really short YouTube series. Check it out.
Yes, it is so entertaining. We love them. Chuck their babies.
Yes, with their own Instagram.
Yes. And speaking of new things, Clean Ears is coming up with some new things as well. We are expanding our website to include a blog.
Oh, hello.
And it's not just us writing. We have a collection of great bloggers and writers that we know, and we're going to be reaching out to you guys as well on the social media to see if anybody feels like they have a word for the young people, and asking you to join with us in this collective. So watch out for the blog. The Clean Ears blog will launch on June 1st.
Yes.
So watch out for that. Visit the site, click on the tab at the top left-hand corner and look for collective.
And even though we know you already have it bookmarked, I'm going to give it to you right quick. It's www.cleanearshow.com. Hint, hint, if it's not bookmarked, hopefully that motivated you to go ahead and do that.
This episode of Clean Ears features music by Gemstones, Theory Has It, Jay Gibbons featuring Belief, Ruslan, Keyshawn Furlow, Jay Monty, Tragic Hero, Dre Murray, and Swoop. Please visit www.cleanearshow.com for the full version of these songs and a few more that we're listening to. We hope you enjoy what's in our headphones.
Yeah. Come on, come on. You better watch out before you get. Hey. Remember that? Come on, come on. Watch out before you get. Look, dang, I'm so self-conscious. Yes, I'm rhyming over that famous songstress. Before you crucify me, let me say my synopsis. Style stalactite, I was made to rock this. Y'all don't know what your boy gotta go through. Every month or so, I'm rocking a show or two. And y'all ain't trying to pay money to come see Dio. I'm doing everything so that my car don't get repoed. Selling beats to rappers.
Now we're gonna jump into our conversation topic of the day. But first, Aretha, could you pray us in?
Lord, we thank you so much for giving us the ability to enjoy your creation, Father. We thank you for the creativeness that you've given us, the ability to enjoy others, Lord. And we're just praying right now that you give us the wisdom and the words to talk to your people about what we allow into our lives, Father. And we pray that in your Son Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. What we wanted to talk about today was entertainment. You know that we're really passionate about clean music over here, and we talked about what that means at great length to us in episode 1, Beyond Venu, and also in episode 7, and in the snippet, we talked a little bit about how it's important to guard our ears with respect to what we listen to, because that can really have some bearing on the way that we act. And so along the same vein, we wanted to talk about something that affects us all, something that we all have access to, whether we want to or not. It is a little thing called the television.
Bum, bum, bum.
Now, the way that we've watched TV over the years has really, really changed. And now a lot of us, don't even have cable like back in the day. A lot of us now have streaming services, Netflix and Hulu, and while it's an awesome thing to pay little to no money to have access to mad stuff, it can get overwhelming, and binge watching stuff can really, really put us in a trance. And we kind of just wanted to talk about how to navigate that kind of culture scripturally, because it can truly affect the way that we think and act.
Very true. Now that you can spend your whole weekend catching up on a series or watching an entire series that came out in like 1979, just because you feel like it, you can get to a place of where you're not interacting with other people anymore. Your complete community is online or just through your phone instead of seeing anyone face to face. And also you get to a place of where you get out of balance with other things in your life. And I think that's what's really important, is that you don't want entertainment to become your complete reason for being. Like, you go to work and then go home and watch Netflix. There should be more to life.
Yes. I think that sometimes we look at binge watching as something that's harmless, but I did a little Googling today. I did my Googles, and I came across some pretty interesting facts and statistics. One of the things primarily that got my attention is something that I read on Huffington Post, and it got my attention because it's something that has definitely happened to me, and I thought that I was weird for it, but when I read this, it made me want to share it with you guys. It says that research shows that the longer you stay in the world of a TV show, the more it influences the way you see the real world. After a season of Breaking Bad, you're more likely to view the world as an unpredictably bleak, nihilistic place. So choose your post-binge activity carefully. Side note, now may not be the best time to go to the DMV. And that really spoke to me because I was never really a big TV watcher. And now that I have access to Netflix and Hulu, I have the opportunity to just catch up on 10 years worth of one show in 3 weeks. It's possible.
Friends.
Yeah. I did Friends and The Office. And I legit found myself going through life like I'm navigating around. And I'm thinking about these people. They stay with me. I'm at work thinking about, you know, Chandler didn't have to put up with this on his job. But I'm dead serious. I thought I was super weird for it. But when I read that on Huffington Post today, it kind of showed me like, wow, this is actually a thing. And there's research that supports that if you're watching something that's dark, you can think of the world as dark. If you're watching something that's really sexual, like when you have HBO Go and you're just like murdering all of True Blood in the course of a week, you know, I'm just saying, it truly does also affect the way that we think, because it's not just something that's audio that leaves us to imagine what that would look like played out. It's in front of us, acted out. And so it's really easy to carry those images with you and lose sense of reality.
I think it's also important that in that same vein, if you're carrying those characters out in your with you in your life, you're impeding being able to hear the Holy Spirit because you have so many other voices in your head.
Yes.
You literally have the voice of a TV character in your head influencing you on how to live your life. That is a fictional character.
Yes.
In your head telling you how to live your real life. That's insane. We should be making sure that we spend more time with the Holy Spirit so that he is the one who is influencing our life rather than someone who has no, you know, real life experience except for what we saw on TV.
No real life, period.
Acted out by characters, they get to say cut and go home.
Exactly. And this actually also made me think of some characters, like when you have people who act certain parts and it really messes with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's different to actually put on the clothes and all of that stuff and be that person, but to me, that really speaks to how what we see on TV and what characters do and say, it speaks to how that can truly translate, like how that can truly stay in our minds. It makes me think of like the whole situation with Heath Ledger.
The Joker killed him, bro.
Exactly. And it was like a situation where it's like after he played the role of the Joker, he had all sorts of issues sleeping and so on and so forth, and it was just a cocktail of medicines that ended up taking his life. And talking about this made me think of that, because when we think of something like a beloved movie like Batman, this costs somebody their life. That's a major thing. And I know that we're a little bit more removed from it for just watching it and not truly experiencing it. But that goes to show the power of something like that. And to me, it makes me want to be all the more careful about what I choose to watch and how. The word says that to whom much is given, much is required. And if we're going to have so much available to us in the way of TV options, we can watch whatever we want, however, we can watch as many episodes as we want. And with those sorts of limitless options of what we want to put in front of us, it can be easy to take on mindsets because you see yourself related in a character. And then next thing you know, you're going through life trying to be Rachel Green or Mindy Lahiri or whatever other show it is that I've binge watching lately. Mm-hmm. And if we don't take care to unplug sometimes, turn that off and watch maybe just one or two at a time or be aware of what we're putting in front of us, we can very easily lose ourselves.
So let's talk about the time piece. Ecclesiastes 3 verses 1 and 4 says, "For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance." So instead of taking your whole weekend to, you know, catch up on, you know, 3, 4, 5, possibly more seasons of a show, you do everything in time increments. Maybe you give yourself an hour, maybe two. If that's a 30-minute show, that's 4 episodes. Like, that's more than enough. You're good to go. If it's an hour-long show, 2, maybe 3, and then do something else with your life. You shouldn't be spending all of this time, this whole season, this whole period, watching so much television that everything else in your life starts to fall behind because of the entertainment piece.
Absolutely. That's really wise, Sarita.
We try.
I like that, Sarita, because it's not saying that we're not supposed to watch TV. We're not coming for TV, guys. We understand that at the end of the day, at the end of the week, whatever, you want to unwind and you want to relax and you want to indulge in it, but it just requires a little bit. I think it's just easy for us to feel like, oh, it's harmless because it's not tangible. So I like that that calls us to put it into perspective when it comes to the amount of time that we spend doing it.
Exactly. Now let's talk about content, because
yes,
y'all be out here like these things don't affect your soul or something.
Yes, and I actually have a story that may be too personal, but hey. Another thing that's available to us on Hulu for our binging pleasure is a lot of these ratchet reality shows. And I think that sometimes having that in front of us constantly can start to affect the way that we think about things. Mm-hmm. For example, I'm very much saved. I'm about some Jesus all day, day. And I just wanted to put that out there just to show that it's not about a saved or unsaved thing. It could just be a moment that could turn into a day, that could turn into a thought, that mm-hmm. could turn into something else. So this happened to me. I, just for fun and pure curiosity, decided to watch Love and Hip Hop Hollywood and checked it out. I was captivated by the first episode. So I was like, I'll just let it play. Let that thing continue to play. And then next thing you know, watching all the bad relationship decisions that were made, honestly, landed me in the company of somebody that I did not need to be with. Now, was I about ratchetness in that person's company? Absolutely not. But the point was, I remember as I am preparing to meet up with this person that it was almost like I found myself relating to this character or that character, or, oh, I like the way she did her makeup when she did this. Yeah, and such and such and such. So even as I'm getting myself ready, that's what's in my mind. And again, even though my intentions were not ratchet, and even though I did, you know, just to be clear, I didn't go somewhere and fall into sin. It was not that type of situation at all. But I say that to say, without that exposure to that show, I know that I would have been like, oh, no, I don't need to be hanging out with you. We would have had like a cool little text combo and peaced out of that. And I really do believe this is the very short version of the story that I'm giving you, but as the person who lived it, I really do believe that watching that show, seeing those bad decisions, and feeling like, I'm not as bad as them, I'm not doing all that, in my mind, made me feel like it was okay to at least go and be in the company of somebody that I shouldn't have been in the company of. And I share all of this with you not to tell my business and not to make it sound like the person that I hung out with was a horrible person. It's to say, without that influence from that show, I absolutely would have, and know that I would have made a different decision.
This definitely reminds me of when the episode and a half I watched of True Blood.
1.5,
literally, because it only took an episode and a half for me to realize it was not for me. If y'all don't know what True Blood is, I don't know how, but it's a show about vampires. But it's on HBO, so you know they had to add a little something extra in it. And that something extra is sex.
Sex,
y'all.
On sex.
Like, sex on sex on, like, with sex on sex, with things in sex, 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 okay? So it's not just a little bit, it's a lot of it. And you cannot, you can't cut away from the content of the story and the sex. Like, it's all intertwined. Plus, it's about vampires. So it's not like anything in the show was really about God. Jesus was not involved in any way in the creation of this show. But in that episode and a half, my mind was so bombarded by these images and these conversations, and it was so much that I had to, like, detox from all media for, like, a week. And y'all may be like, you know, you super spiritual or Christian or whatever, but it really is a moment of being so much about that Christ-like life, so much about that Christ life, that when you do things that are not like him, it affects you on the inside. And that's really what happened to me. I was so much aware of how much this wasn't of God. Lustful thoughts in my head that I hadn't been dealing with for a long time, all of a sudden, like, I couldn't get away from it, and just replaying of those images in my brain. And it was so much that I, like I said, I had to just get away from media for a while, and I had to get in my word and just be like, God, please save me. Like, I don't know what's happening. And especially as we are trying to live a purity life, I don't need to be battling my mind and my flesh and these worldly dudes. Like, this, no one has time for that. And so you really have to be aware of what you are putting into your body. Those are things that are going to be coming out of you in some way, shape, or form.
Absolutely.
I get you, like, I get everything's not going to have a Christian basis. So it's not like we're saying, you know, watch nothing. But be aware of what is going into you.
Absolutely. I think that we all know what triggers something in us that's not good. We know the difference between watching a scene where two people are kissing and saying, oh, that's sweet, I love their relationship, and, oh my gosh, that looks so hot. I think that we know the difference between seeing, we relate a lot of things to sex because that's the thing that, and that's something that the Christian community as a whole does struggle with, is the walk in purity. And scenes about sex and romantic scenes are the biggest stumbling block for someone's purity walk. And also, we're fresh off of our snippet from last week where we talked about purity, in the previous episode where we talked about what God says about sex and marriage. So when we relate to sexual scenes, we're not saying that there's nothing else. The same applies to violent scenes. Mm-hmm. The same applies to same-sex scenes. The same applies to scenes that reflect anything that we know is not of the word.
Well, even and, when you have, like, kids being extra mouthy to their parents.
Yes.
And you're just, as a child, you're like, well, then I could talk to my parent like that, or they must really be as dumb as these TV parents, and I'm the smart one, which I really did carry on like that for a while in middle school, watching these smart mouth kids and thinking that I was smarter than my mom in a lot of ways and disrespecting her, but she deserves so much better from me. Mom, if you're listening to this, I apologize.
We love you, Miss Sally. We say all that to say, you know what triggers something in you that's not good, and it's important to, with that knowledge, use that to determine what you should or shouldn't watch. Like, for me personally, I'm walking in purity. I don't want to watch anything that's going to jeopardize that. I don't even care if y'all are married. If y'all are doing too much, you need to be off my screen.
No sex scenes. No sex scenes. No, 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 no.
No sex. Zone.
You know better.
I know better. And same with, again, violence or even things like partying where people are doing drugs and drinking that could make my old life seem enticing. I know, like, if I'm having a weak moment where I'm a little bored in my life because I'm not doing that anymore, because to be honest, that happens, I have to be mindful to still not watch things that trigger that for me. And if I feel like it's triggering it for me, then I need to be bold enough to turn it off, because if I can't be bold enough to take a stand for Jesus in my house by myself, then I mean, that's something that really needs to be examined. I'm a fresh early comer. Ain't stopping till my neck's buried under 1,000 pounds of wet dirt and lumber. I'm on my way to that Golden State, and this is part three. Guess I'm going 3-0 like Steph Curry number. Y'all think it's my best, y'all wrong. I've been slept on longer than a 2-star hotel bed with the headboard gone and sweat all on it. I done reached out to y'all like I'm Stretch Armstrong, but y'all looking at me sideways like something in your neck gone wrong. What the heck y'all on? But if I make it next, y'all gone. Text my phone like you're the next doggone Kanye West. Y'all dumb if y'all think I'm trying to impress y'all, son. Cause when the check's all gone, you couldn't shoot your way into heaven with the AK-47 and a Teflon on. So let's go on. I know you're working hard, but just hold on. 4-day job to snag 7 retro ones. But won't thank God for the last breath that left your lungs. I'ma wreck your fun. The devil's dumb. My studio is the only location hell won't come. Think you grinding, but compared to the one we prepare yokes on, your bitch small like the Pepto, son. In my sleep, I'm dreaming.
So let's go on Philippians 4 and 8.
Yes.
It says, finally, brothers and sisters,
hey,
whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. You want to apply that scripture to your entertainment and see what lines up.
Exactly. Is your entertainment honorable? Does it bring honor to God? Is your entertainment commendable? Would God or your accountability approve of what you are watching? I love scriptures like this because it really calls me to take each point and say, is this pure? Mm-hmm. Is this lovely? Is this true? True as in, does this line up with the truth that is God's word? Mm-hmm. And when I measure the things that I watch against that, if they don't line up, then I really have to ask myself why I'm watching it. And again, we understand the need to unwind. We're not attacking TV and saying that it's bad. If you do not feel triggered in your spirit to sin for watching these shows, if these shows are not leading you to sin, then I would say, hey, go ahead and watch them. But also, be honest when you go to answer that. Because even if you may be, I'm so strong in my purity, I still don't think that it would be okay to watch a show with these violent sex scenes as they would have on like a show like True Blood or something like
Game
that.
Game of Thrones.
Yes, because at Shots the end of the day, you may be cool for one episode. But then as you continue to get that in you, how? As you continue to get that in you.
Bars.
Bars on bars. But as you continue to take that in, then it will start to chip away at what was once solid. And it takes so much work to build up strength in the faith. It's like when you work out in the gym and you're looking good, you're looking fit, you're toned and all of that stuff, but then you have an injury and you're down for the count for a couple of months, and then all your muscles have like experienced atrophy and you have to start over. That's what it is like when your spirit takes a hit for watching these kinds of things repeatedly and constantly. Then spiritually it starts to chip down that armor, and next thing you know, you might mess around and be down for the count in a sense where you might actually fall. And again, we've mentioned a couple of times about episode 7 and the snippet that we put out about purity, just because it's so important to make sure that you guard your spiritual purity as well. Mm-hmm. And we've seen the effects, we've seen the benefits of implementing these things in our lives. We're not here asking you to do something that we think is a good idea because it's in the word. We're asking you to do something that, yes, it's a good idea because it's in the word, but also we've implemented it. And now things that we used to struggle with, we just don't struggle with either at all or not nearly as much simply because we've put safeguards around the kind of entertainment that we take in. And part of our reason for Clean Ears was to let people know that there is clean entertainment that you can engage in that's not going to compromise your spirit. Now, we definitely don't have the TV market on lock at all. We are all about that music right now. Mm-hmm. And TV is just not necessarily a part of what we do. But one thing that we can try to do is to maybe see if we can find like a site or Instagram page or something like that where you can find something that's clean. No promises on that. But I do believe that it's something that we need to identify because it would be helpful to you guys. But until then, there's still P4CM, Belief in Fatherhood. And I would say YouTube it. It's out there.
Alrighty.
So before we close, I just want to hit you guys with one last scripture because I love this. Ecclesiastes 2, 24 through 26 says, "There's nothing better for a person than that he should eat and drink and find enjoyment in his toil. That's in his work. This also I saw is from the hand of God. For apart from him, who can eat or who can have enjoyment? For to the one who pleases him, God has given wisdom and knowledge and joy. But to the sinner, he has given the business of gathering and collecting, only to give to one who pleases God. This also is vanity and a striving after wind." I love that scripture because it says like, hey, it's okay to enjoy yourself. You work hard. You should eat and drink and find enjoyment in the work that you do. But I love where it says, apart from God, who can eat or who can have enjoyment? And I think that as believers, it's important to remember that for us to really walk this life out and not experience struggle in everything, we really have to remember to attach God to even the way we chill.
All right. So we love that God can be part of every part of our lives and not just on Sunday.
Yeah.
Let me go ahead and pray it out. Lord, thank you so much for what you have given us. You've given us a full life, and we don't need to just see you or speak with you on a Sunday, but you want to be there with us when we're watching TV, when we're at work, and when we're hanging out with our friends. Lord, we praise you for the creatives who are making things that honor you and are also entertaining, and we cannot wait to continue to find that stuff, Lord. And we pray right now that you continue to bless all of us in the things that we are watching and show us the things that don't line up with you and help us to get rid of them. And we ask in your son Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark, the dark, the dark.
June 20th, a Gemini's born. Ain't no secret, I'm murdering anything I get on. Ain't no reason for surgery, silence a week more. And I literally leave a murder scene every time I perform. It's a state of emergency, been a bit of disturbance. See, artists showing no courtesy, rappers out of this form. Should be locked up for perjury, lying about what you're doing. Selling your soul for currency, anything to get on. Hell is for an eternity, hope you know where you're going. The industry full of wannabes, never what I can form. I'm light years ahead of you rappers, just out here flowing. And half of the ones that got it don't even know what they doing. You out of rapping, as whack as the rappers that you influence. So backwards, half of the time, don't know if you're coming or going. Your lack of passion for rap is the reason rap has been ruined. The fashion is
what we're about to play a game, but I don't know anything about it, so we're gonna let Saritha talk about it. But I really just wanted to put that disclaimer about it so that you could be praying starting now.
All right, so this game is sort of our twist on Cards Against Humanity. For those who have played, you already know what's about to happen. For those who haven't played,
ding ding.
It is a game that is in no way saved. This game does not know Jesus at all.
Oh my
but
gosh.
This version is going to be the same premise in that there are situation cards and then there are answer cards to those situations. And so our wonderful, beautiful, and highly talented Courtney P has set up this game for us where we have our answer cards and we have these situation cards that we have not looked at. I'm very excited to see how this goes. Now, what will happen is that we'll take a situation card, we'll open it and explain what it is. Then we will take one of our answer cards and pair it with that situation card. Whoever has the funniest or more complete answer wins that round.
Oh, I don't know this game, but I do know that I'm hilarious, so I'm ready to win it. Saritha.
Yes.
Tell the people what's so interesting about our cards.
Our cards, our answer cards are Song titles.
Yes, Christian hip hop song titles, because we invited Jesus in.
into the building. Now, I don't know what these situations are.
I hope that Jesus is in those situations.
But I'm sure he is. He is always the answer, so amen in that.
All right, let's get started.
Oh my gosh. Situation number one.
Jeez.
I cannot go to sleep until I blank.
Oh, yes.
I cannot go to sleep until I...
All right, y'all ready?
Yes.
Okay. How does this go? How do we say it?
Just
put it down?
Just put it down.
Boom.
Okay. My answer, Saritha, I cannot go to sleep until I Lazarus.
Simone cannot go to sleep until I uno says. When I uno says.
I think you get that point.
All right.
Very well done. Nicely done.
All right. What's next?
Next situation is my mother always told me blank. Ooh.
Jeez. Sit down, shut up. No, I'm just kidding, Mom.
You love this. Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. Let's get it.
Okay. I win.
You do win. Can I just have it is what it is.
Okay.
Okay, so Saritha.
Okay, my mother always told me that's because you digital.
Well, Miss Sally is very cool. I don't put that past her. My mother always told me I got it is what it is. It is what it is. It is what it is. So, okay, Saritha, all right, fine. We'll give you that. What's the next scenario so I can kill it?
Next scenario is I asked the waiter if he could bring me extra.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I think I know what I want.
Where is that?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yes.
Go. Saritha, rejoice.
I asked the waiter if he could bring me extra diaper bag swag.
Oh my gosh. Belief in the building. I, Simone, asked the waiter if he could bring me extra Manolo.
I don't know. Who gets that one, Court? I don't know. It's too close. That was good. It's a tie. Okay, we're tying that one. That's a tie one. Next. Yesterday, I drove over a speed bump only to realize it was...
Oh.
Something. That would be wrong.
Okay.
That's rude.
All right. I may have to just play this one because I don't even know. Are we ready?
Yes.
I'm gonna go ahead and give Saritha that.
Let me just start off with saying that I really love our armed forces and our law enforcement and
oh my gosh, where is this going?
But yesterday I drove over a speed bump only to realize it was Johnny Law.
There go Johnny Law.
Johnny Law got me at the green light.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and let you know that you won, because mine was yesterday. I ran over a speed bump only to find that it was uncomfortable.
Oh, that was too funny. Okay, our next situation is I cannot start my day without.
Shoot. All right.
I might take the L on this one. I don't know.
I might be taking the L with you, girl. We just both L'ing. You ready?
Yeah, I guess, man. All right.
Do like spades. Sweet victory.
You got that one definitely. Okay, Saritha, I cannot start my day without blind man.
That sounds so dirty.
I'm so sad, Jesus.
But so does mine. I cannot start my day without sweet victory. Guys, we're still saved, I promise.
I could say you got that one.
Thank you.
You can take that.
Yeah.
Okay. Next situation. Before going on a trip, I must pack. Ooh.
Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. I legit for a second forgot we were recording.
All right.
Ready?
Yep. Oh, that's good. That's good.
I like yours too. Okay.
Yes. Before going on a trip, I must pack. They said there'd be jetpacks.
She said she ain't packing nothing.
Jetpacks.
And I put, before I go on a trip, I must pack walking shoes. Walking shoes. I don't even know if that's how it goes. That's what I said.
Yes. I think you win that one definitely though.
All right.
Situation. Blank lives under my bed and it terrifies me.
Oh my gosh.
I don't think I want to get
none of these apply. This is just going to be stupid.
This is going to be weird. All right.
Are you ready?
Yes. One, two, three.
help me, only Obi-Wan Kenobi, you're my only hope. I was just listening
to apparently RTD2 lives under my bed. Okay.
I put same team lives under my bed and it terrifies me. I don't know what to say right now.
I don't know. Okay, I got it. I got the point.
That was a challenge. Right. This last one has got to really
come on. Come on, situation.
Because this song title is really not what's up.
Situations that my favorite words I love to hear are, oh, no, I got the wrong one. Okay, here we go.
What is yours?
On the road, ready, aim.
Oh.
My favorite words I love to hear are ready, aim. Okay, apparently I have a problem.
Yes, you do. Okay, and then what's to say? My favorite words I love to hear are on the road. You know what? Ooh, that might apply to some things. I'll take it.
Yeah, she can take that one. She definitely won that one.
Oh, that was on the road. I'm sorry, guys. I got all caught up in my emotions. I didn't even finish that.
Mom wins the game!
Guys, listen.
Look at you!
Those prayers that I asked you for in the beginning, those prayers that I asked you for that you haven't prayed yet because you haven't heard them, but somehow I got them in advance. I've killed Tariqa. I'm sorry.
Oh my goodness.
They worked. Thank you. In advance and in the future somehow. Wait. In
no,
the past.
Just let it go.
Whatever. Thank you.
I'm the ghost of Emmanuel Ghosting. Blow steam with my whole face in a full screen. They can't sleep on me, so they don't dream, won't let them. Got my own team and we see them all. Man, I'm hurt, I'm one of the best with the skills I possess. I want checks, I ain't tryna end up in a bed with a record exec. A leash on my neck, so instead I get bread, but I take crumbs. Dumb it down, but I ain't dumb. Run around stage, but I say something. What do they want? From day one, I'm an ape with an apron. A napalm in my hands, you ain't got a chance. So you feel well? Here's a mic, here's a light, here's a crowd. Say it loud, say it proud with a smile. Always be ready to agree to appease white teams. No, not me. Yes, yes, y'all. What I gotta do to impress y'all? Put a dollar menu on a five-star restaurant. Upper echelon. Rap like I want it. Root up on a gas. I'm passing 100 every verse is in
that. It's my favorite part of the day. We get to talk about what's in our headphones, guys.
Mm-hmm.
And this time around, we've got some good new music.
Yes. Today, well, the music that we have featured in the podcast this time is music by our favorite lyricists. We specifically picked people who have insane wordplay and lyrical skills. So we're just excited to have our What's in Your Headphones selections reflect the same thing. So this is just an insane level of lyricism that you are about to receive. Are you ready?
Yes.
Thank you. I was like, wait, they are not going to respond. Oh my gosh.
I'm here for you.
So what I have for my song, what is in my headphones, is Audio Killer by Ruslan of the Dream Junkies, featuring Keyshawn Furlow and Jay Monty. This song gets me so excited, y'all. It's like they all rapped sounding like insanely deranged, and I loved it so much. And there are three very talented MCs. It's a matchup I probably would not have put together, but it really pleased my ears. Check it out, Audio Killer. Oh, it's available on SoundCloud. If you're not on SoundCloud, it's available on SoundCloud.
Yeah, something new for you to do.
I got so much blood on my hands that my conscience stained. These pages are evidence to confiscate. The crowds gather round when I congregate. They wanna hear me now and what it is that I can say to explain myself. While I've been caught red-handed, but they slap me on the wrist like I'm smoking and abandoned. Like I'm smoking in abandoned buildings. I dismantle, set on fire, then I hitchhike, cause I really left stranded. Bow me, my life's a OD. My life's a highlight for you guys to know me. I'm only so human. Skywalker, hold me down and don't forget who's Obi-Wan Kenobi.
And what's in my headphones is No Fakery by Brandon P featuring E-40. Now, Brandon P is very new. He used to be known as Black Knight, but changed his name, and he's got a new CD coming out very soon.
No fake around me, homie.
No, it ain't.
Man, all I really know is spell top.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what it be, homie.
You know what it.
Man, all I really know is spell top. 100, I'ma keep it 100. I'll be SMG to click, but you know how we do it. Oh, buddy.
No.
Oh, nobody. Little mama like myself, and she ain't getting nothing from me.
Whoa.
Brandon is awesome on the track, but I'm here for E-40. Let's talk about it. I'm from the Bay. This whole situation is a California movement. Brandon's from Sacramento, E40's from Oakland. Y'all should already know, I'm from the Bay, so this is what we do. But E40 is a legend, people. Get your lives right. And he does
tell me where to go.
He does what he always does and just lets you have it with that bass sound. He's got all these vocab words. You're just going to have to go into the dictionary and figure out for yourselves. So just enjoy this new music.
It definitely makes me want to ride out.
Unfortunately, it's the end. And time to get ready to say goodbye.
I know. We enjoyed our time with you guys so much. You don't understand how much fun we have putting these podcasts together for you guys. Between listening to music and coming up with fun games, talking about the stuff that we do. It's just all a blast. So we always hate to see it come to an end.
For sure. But as always, want to make sure to thank Courtney P.
Hey.
She the glue to keep us together. You may like the peanut butter and jelly, but if there's no bread, it makes no sense.
Hey, out. Girl.
Bars. They ain't ready for this clean ass mixtape, right?
I'm just so either going to be in my headphones next week, y'all. You're going to be like, wait, I know her. We would also like to send a special shout out to Up Next Music. They have been showing us a lot of love on social media, and we just thank you for taking an interest in our vision and what we do and sharing it with your platform. So special shout out to Up Next Music.
So excited by that. And as always, guys, we ask that you guys look at the site, www.cleanairshow.com. We have a great Spotify playlist that people have been asking for. You can listen to it right there. You can check us out on our medias. You can go to the prayer corner and get that encouragement. And on June 1st, the blog will be up. So we want to make sure to stay on top of that website.
And most importantly, you can also access all of our past episodes. So if you are loving this one, then you can go back and check out episodes 1 through 7 and also the snippet that we dropped last week.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good week.
Bye. See when you cry.